to the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
Our partnership with SpaceX has been tremendous. Third launch in less than a year, after almost a 10-year gap in human spaceflight, launching astronauts from American soil on American rockets. So our partnership with SpaceX and our commercial partners, other commercial partners, is critical, and our international partners. We could not do this without them.
So what the heck was that? It was a SpaceX space launch that you just saw fly across the sky, South Carolina. And it's so cool, actually, to have G-Man, the former producer, there with his sons. And, you know, where are you exactly watching all of this? This is super exciting. He's on the hotline there, Blaze.
I can't. You've got it activated. I can't activate it.
Sorry about that.
Okay. There we go.
Sorry, G-Man. This is what happens when you go. All right. So what's going on? Where are you? Good morning.
We are on A1A, which is basically the bridge which brings you right to Kennedy Space Center, where I'm looking right at right now. We're 14 miles away. There was dozens of photographers here, and it took us about 6 hours to get here, 300 miles and 2 minutes worth of video and photos, and definitely well worth every second of it.
Wow.
It was awe-inspiring listening to Kennedy Space Center and SpaceX, listening to them on Facebook, watching their feeds, and as hours counted down to minutes and then seconds, all the photographers lined up, and it was just awe-inspiring when it launched in the arch, and then the stage one and stage two separated. Blaze, that's what you saw, with stage one and two coming down.
Good. We're worried.
I was worried all the way around. I'm like, is somebody in a boat firing a flare? What is that?
Blaze, someone sent a message and said Blaze clearly eats mushrooms.
Yeah, it was not mushrooms.
So the mission, just so if you're just tuning in, Crew 2 is carrying two Americans, one Japanese, one French astronaut, headed to the International Space Station. You are making memories out there, G-Man, with your son, and that's just incredible.
No, G-Man is so into it with her SpaceX jackets on and hats on. And we went down with Bill Walsh, chief meteorologist from Channel 5, and went to Kennedy Space Center the other day and took it all in and learned a lot more myself. And this is what Justin wants to do when he gets older. And it's just creating memories and seeing history is what it's all about.
Wow, and that's a long way to get there. And safe travels to get back. This is supposed to be a continuation of what's really been a successful effort by the space agency to turn over to the private sector. So we're talking about NASA working with SpaceX. And so this is in Elon Musk, his rocket company. So this has just been very exciting.
Yeah. Talk about mushrooms. It wasn't me doing the mushrooms.
You talk about Elon Musk now? Oh, Lord. Well, this is...
Seeing this firsthand, I mean, I know from the Ravenel Bridge, it must be amazing, and the calls you must have gotten, but witnessing it firsthand, like anything, is just an experience I don't think that you can duplicate. 14 miles away and hearing it and feeling it, and then you feel the heat as it's lifting off from 14 miles away.
Wow.
Probable.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you if you heard or felt the earth shake under your feet. I know you're going to probably play some music in there.
Yeah, we did feel the rumble. We felt the heat, and it lit up the sky. And just about 8 minutes after, the International Space Station flew over the other direction, which was pretty cool as well.
Whoa. Wow.
So all inspiring and definitely an experience I think I will, and Jamie will never forget.
Just very cool for you to be there live to share it with us. And I look forward to sharing some of y'all's photos and videos. Certainly nothing like a shaky handed, driving over the Ravenel this morning. I'm so appreciative that y'all made that trip. So safe travels back, G-Man.
Absolutely. Look forward to seeing you guys soon. Take care.
Wow. That's just something else. So I wonder how many people like Blaze didn't know that SpaceX was launching today.
I knew it was launching.
Oh, you did?
And then, yes.
Okay.
But I'm like, I finally put two and two together. What confused me, to be clear.
Yeah.
It wasn't
mushrooms.
Was over here, you could see what turns out to be SpaceX.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And over here is a fireball. So I'm like, wow, that's really cool. And I'm like, look at them. So I thought the fireball was the SpaceX, and or, the trail behind it or something. I didn't know what was going on. And then I'm like, is that the spaceship? And I thought, or is that the moon? And then I'm like, wait, it doesn't look like it's moving and the fireball's moving. So maybe that's the moon and the fog's doing something weird with the light. So it confused me. Yeah. And it doesn't help that it was, 5 o'clock something in the morning,
yes,
right?
Exactly. Beautiful sight, though. Again, we've got it captured from launch to right over the Ravenel Bridge. So you had the four astronauts visiting with Elon Musk of SpaceX hours ahead, like 4 hours ahead of the launch. So probably the 1 o'clock hour when I heard G-Man was headed out to find their spot.
Yeah.
You're like 14 miles away, which I imagine felt like it was right there, because I've been to the Kennedy Space Center when I worked at WDBO in Orlando, Florida, and actually accidentally was in restricted airspace in a helicopter where I wasn't supposed to be. Who knew I would find myself in that situation?
Were you flying the helicopter?
No, that would be cool if I was, but thanks a lot. I think it's a pretty cool story anyway. I was not flying the helicopter, but I was along for a medic ride. So, the medical helicopters where they go and someone's had a bad crash and you go and pick them up. And I'll never forget, we're flying down, I think he said A1A, we were close to that. And the helicopter had landed on the highway. All the traffic was blocked. Turns out we're about to land. The man says, listen, I might have to put a pan in your lap. This guy's got head injuries. Can you handle seeing brains?
Uh-oh.
My God.
What are you going to say? No.
The one question I asked, I said, what does it smell like? And he said, salt. And I said, I can handle it. What do brains smell like? Who thinks you're ever going to have these conversations?
Right.
Jeez. Anyway, the man turned out not to even need transport. So we're lifting up off the highway in this helicopter. And I'm sitting side saddle, like in the suicide seat of the car, right? But it's a helicopter. All of a sudden, a rocket launches off of the Kennedy Space Center, and like right in front of us. And I'm like, holy cow. And the man goes, whoops, we shouldn't be in this airspace right now. I said, oh my God.
So is that like a warning shot or is it a planned launch?
It happened, and I don't know who wasn't paying attention to what, but either way, life happens. There was an emergency, and those helicopters get up and go. So yeah. I don't really know who wasn't paying attention to who.
Well, thankfully, you didn't have to have any brains in your lap.
I know, right?
This is where the Low Country starts the day informed.
Because I like to know what went on overnight when I was sleeping.
Traffic and weather on the fives. The news you need to know and a perspective you can't find anywhere else. This is the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
I'll tell you what went on new from overnight. The SpaceX launch right literally over the Ravenel Bridge east of the Cooper. I caught some video of it. Put it up at 943 WSC. We will go live to the Cape here coming up to talk about the SpaceX launch. It's great that NASA's working with Elon Musk. And now we've got, two Americans. I think it's two Japanese. Don't hold me to that. I know there are four folks flying, up in the skies, headed to the International Space Station, which the space geek in me is just like, this is so cool.
It was cool to see.
It really was. And if you missed it again, I put some video up at 943 WSC. Follow us on Facebook. You can like and share it. I put it up on my Facebook page as well. And speaking of really cool things, so Kathy Landing, Town of Mount Pleasant Town Councilwoman, joining us live here. The Blessing of the Fleet is coming up on Sunday. We've had Fleet Week all week long here east of the Cooper in Mount Pleasant. And I got to tell you, if y'all haven't been a part, and it's so exciting that we're bringing back, after the year and a half of tumult that we've had through COVID, Kathy, that we're bringing the blessing back. How are you? Good morning.
I'm great, Kelly, and good morning to you as well. Yes, we're all very, very excited about actually being in person on Sunday together on the pier and blessing the fleet as they head out into the new season. So super excited.
And I'm really hoping, wishing, and praying that their season starts on Monday. No pressure, DNR, just saying. The blessing, while you can head out to the beautiful Mount Pleasant Memorial Waterfront Park from 11 to 5 coming up on Sunday, the blessing itself is going to be happening at 1 p.m., where boats from Shim Creek, the fishing and shrimping community, will be coming by the end of the dock. We will be down there live broadcasting at 1 p.m. So tune in to whether it's Mount Pleasant or 94.3's Facebook page. We'll be streaming it live for the first time, which will be really cool. We're going to have it live for, I don't know if it's the seventh or eighth year here on 94.3 WSC. So you can listen on your iHeartRadio app, which is what the shrimping and fishing boats are going to be doing as well. So for many years, they couldn't quite hear their blessing. We want our captains out there to know no. And here, they're blessing and that we're behind them. So a lot of people wondering, Kathy, though, because Fleet Week, you know, early in the week started with Mount Pleasant's farmer's market. And I was out there with a remote. And I got to tell you, it was so nice to see people's smiling faces. And people are confused about being outside and wearing a mask and what the deal is Easter the Cooper.
Well, as you know, Kelly, we had an ordinance that I researched to find out how in the world we were having mask requirements that were, first of all, limited to grocery stores and pharmacies and the town buildings anyway. They weren't actually everywhere, but people took it to be everywhere. How are we having these with just the mayor, you know, proclaiming them? And so we went back, did some work, and found out that there was an old ordinance, and it actually allowed for a lot of powers that go way beyond what any of us would want to give up, things like Second Amendment being done away with if necessary, not being able to buy gasoline, et cetera, and things like prohibition. So we're like, wait a minute, this makes no sense. So we got that removed in March. It took quite a bit of work, but we got that removed. And because of that, when the April ordinance on April 15th expired, it would have had to be a town council vote, and the mayor did not bring it. He knew that he didn't have the vote. So at this point, there is no mask ordinance. We have a resolution for people, not a mask resolution, but a resolution for people to follow guidelines that make sense for their family. So there is no ordinance related to outdoor activities or otherwise.
And those put out by the CDC, I know they had mentioned through the town. So that's distancing and, you know, sticking around with the crew that that you live with kind of thing. But this is scary. The voting on matters that, you know, absolutely limit our way of life and our civil liberties. They start locally. If we haven't learned anything over the last year and a half. So it's nice to hear we have people who are saying, wait a minute, this proclamation of state emergency and giving the mayor the power to impose the restrictions like prohibiting your possession of firearms on your own property is insane. I mean, buying and selling beer and wine. I mean, you even mentioned gasoline, regulating the use and sale of gasoline. So I'm glad that that's gone away, frankly.
Well, exactly. And this is part of what I think people elect us to do,
right,
is to be aware of what's going on. And this took some work, but this was on the books for over 20 years. So I'm glad we got rid of that.
Wow. All right. So you had, this was, yesterday was Earth Day, right? And Kathy and I were lamenting about this. I said, I can't stand how people treat Republicans and conservatives like we want to trash the environment. We're the most outdoor loving, you know, loving outdoor sports and sporting and loving animals. And so yesterday was Earth Day. And I know you were a busy gal.
Yes. In fact, I called a press conference at 10 a.m. and had all the news channels and the papers there. And it was exciting. What we announced were three major initiatives. And by the way, one of the things that people may recall, especially conservatives, that when a plastics ordinance was brought in Mount Pleasant, it's not that I'm a fan of plastic. I've been using reusable bags for years, but I just didn't believe we should be telling people in stores you can't use legal products. So I like to leave those kind of things up to people's individual choices. And so I came up with an alternative. And finally, after 3 years of trying, we're starting to have these things come to fruition. And so they are, we're going to do an art contest. It's launching next week. And if you go to the Experience Mount Pleasant or Town of Mount Pleasant sites, you'll see the art contest details. Anyone that lives in Mount Pleasant, any age, can enter a contest, a design that they have done that they think represents Mount Pleasant, and it will be used. This will all go forth with a 5 finalists, and then the whole town will be able to vote online for the winner to go on a reusable bag that we will then have promoted throughout Mount Pleasant. No taxpayer money will be used. We've got sponsors, and we're really excited about that. Let's get folks. Hey, it kind of broke my heart this last year with COVID that people were using paper bags everywhere because a lot of stores wouldn't even, pack their reusable bags. And so we saw a lot of trees come down based on what we used in Mount Pleasant. And so the other initiative was 95,000 trees for Mount Pleasant. We know that's one of the best ways to combat drainage and flooding issues, which we have a real concern here in Mount Pleasant, being a coastal community, and also cleaning the air. That's what they breathe. Trees breathe carbon dioxide. So planting trees, we have 95,000 residents. And so it's a stretch goal, but our goal is that we will see everybody plant a tree, and we're going to make that available through all different vendors all through town, and we're going to do our best to get discount rates, and we're going to even be offering things like seedlings and saplings through free giveaways where needed. So we're real excited about that, and anyway, this is taking a long time, but one last thing. People that are willing to adopt a highway to address litter, we are willing as a town to actually supply orange cones and, in advance warning, a security guard to help people deal with the dangerous spots like highways.
Great. So it's just important to know that environmental protection, Earth Day, all this stuff, and individual liberty can coexist.
Yes. Yes. This is the important part. You can solve problems by simply being a little bit more creative in your thinking, you know?
Exactly.
It's not a partisan issue, even though people try to make it that way.
And that is a big fail this Friday. Kathy Landing, Town of Mount Pleasant Town Council. We'll see you coming up on Sunday, hoping, wishing, and praying for beautiful weather, as we've always gotten in the past, for the 34th annual Blessing of the Fleet and Seafood Festival at beautiful Mount Pleasant Memorial Waterfront Park.
Can't wait. We'll see you there.
Wake up informed with the Kelly Golden Show, weekday morning 6 to 9 on 94.3 WSC.
So we're going to have months, I believe, of confusion on mask or no mask, as, you know, one county falls within a city's jurisdiction, which falls within a town's jurisdiction. So Tracy is bringing up a good point. So Tracy, you were what, crabbing out at the beautiful Mount Pleasant Memorial Waterfront Park, which is a wonderful thing to do, by the way.
Yeah, we didn't catch anything, but we had a good time.
Good. That's great. So what happened?
It was Saturday. It was me, my son, and his friend and his mother. And I went into the gift shop to get some crab nets, and I was asked if I had a mask, and I said, no, I don't. And she said, well, we can serve you outside at the window. So I just, you know, you had the town council lady on, and she said there's no mask mandate, and I'm just...
So,
you know, that's
here,
a public facility.
Well, so here's the thing. So that's run by Charleston County Parks. This is why I'm saying this is going to be confusing for people, right? So Charleston County still has a mask ordinance. So I'm sure they were just trying to follow what's going on in Charleston County, even though you're standing at a pier in Mount Pleasant. Very confusing. I get it. But this is where we're going to jurisdictionally be confused. And I think we're going to do this for months, to be honest. And I'm glad they didn't just turn you away and that they were able to serve you outside, because I've heard all kinds of horrific stories of people being thrown out of places, and it was contentious, and, you know, so yeah.
So my question is, as a blessing on Sunday, are you going to be required to wear masks or not?
Well, I know that they're asking people to follow CDC guidelines, so that is, I think, going to be, I don't see how they actually can enforce. I mean, we're going to have 20,000 people coming and going all day long.
Uh-huh.
There's only so many, you know, law enforcement people. They have jobs to do. Like, I don't see how they're enforcing. What are they enforcing if they've dropped the mask mandate? Do you see what I'm saying? What teeth do they have to enforce anything? So I can't speak for them. I just know that officials are telling me that they'll have signs up that, you know, says to please follow, just like at the Mount Pleasant Farmers Market, please follow CDC guidelines. You know, they still have, like at the Farmers Market on Tuesday when I was there, they still had some people were a mask, other people were not. Everybody was distanced, and they seemed to be staying with their family units. So it's just like what we've been doing over the last year and a half, but restrictions are starting to... You know, the regulations are starting to be relaxed, but it's still confusing. So I don't know if any of that helped you whatsoever. I don't know. We're going to be outside, for goodness sakes. Like, don't get in people's faces. Oh, and if you're worried about it, wear a mask. I mean, I don't, you know, I can't believe we're still having these conversations. Honestly, Tracy.
Or stay home.
Yes, exactly. So let me just say this. We are streaming live for the first time. And y'all, please, please just, you know, cut us some slack, because we're going to be streaming live online for the first time for the blessing in 34 years. And so you can watch the blessing on the stream if you'd like. And, you know, you don't have to be out there if you don't feel comfortable. But I don't think, and I'm very supportive, clearly, I'm going to be out there broadcasting live, that they are moving forward with this festival. It's time for us to be able to get back to some sense of normalcy. And we've learned how to do it safely and, you know, by protecting ourselves and our family. So I appreciate the call. I think it's because the shop falls within the jurisdiction of Charleston County, and Charleston County still has their mask mandate. So.
Well, we're very excited, and we're going to stop by and see you on Sunday.
I can't wait. Thank you so much, Tracy, for supporting Yes, for supporting the blessing, for supporting the town. And y'all, if y'all haven't been out to Mount Pleasant Memorial Waterfront Park, it is one of the most spectacular places, not only to get out on that pier where you can go out there and rent all the equipment to fish or a crab. And not just that, you could just go down there, swing on the swing, and watch the most beautiful sunset, honestly, on Earth.
More Truth in Media coming up at noon with Rush on 94.3 WSC.
Wow, what an exciting morning. And we're going into an exciting weekend, and I know we got some wet weather in the forecast tomorrow, which might force me to chill out for a minute.
It's been a while. I mean, we could use, you know, I hate to see it on the weekend, but we could use the rain.
Yeah, I just want it to go away before Sunday. That's all. I see a 50 or 60% chance of rain. So I'm like, whoa, hold on now. We got a big, you know, blessing and seafood festival coming up on Sunday at Mount Pleasant. And, you know, of course, we got people concerned, asking questions about, well, the town ordinance is over. But I'm seeing, like, yesterday I went across the street to Whole Foods here from our studios because they have, like, this some specific wine that's, like, super cheap and I can get 1,200 bottles of it at one time.
Couple of cases.
Yeah, so you know, I'll make like my you know, my 4 month trek like over the, you know, to whole paycheck and like, you know, stock up or whatever. And I mean, it's, I've heard horror stories about the Whole Foods. I don't know if specifically here east of the Cooper, but about people getting thrown out. And
I told you, it was what, maybe 2 weeks ago. I pull up and the cops are there, and
yeah,
and I kind of hear them talking to the manager, and some older lady comes walking out, and they're like, "Excuse me, ma'am," and she wasn't wearing a mask.
Oh,
I'm like,
"Uh oh,
Granny's going to jail."
Yeah, so I noticed that they still had their mask signs up, and they had even more. They had like this huge display, like a digital display, this huge television that had been added since the, again, I don't shop over there very often, it's just too expensive and whatever. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, they've like doubled and tripled down on their mask. So anyway, there's mask everywhere, and I obviously had to wear a mask. And so went in, got out, whatever. I'm noticing east of the Cooper though, different, especially small business owners, and for example, Publix. Like, Publix is a Florida-owned company, right? So we know Florida is one of the first ones to say, see you with the mask.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Ron DeSantis and others. So Publix, they keep the sign up, but I've heard a lot of people say that they don't say anything to anybody. At least the east of the Cooper one, I've heard a couple people say that. What I also am noticing with the small business owners east of the Cooper is they're leaving the sign up because they don't want to be Karen'd by the mask Nazis.
Right.
But they're not really saying anything to anyone when they go inside if they don't have a mask. But who knows? So this is why I'm saying this is going to be confusing for months to come.
I told you my public story in Florida. This was going back to last fall.
Oh, boy.
I was down in Florida, and I get halfway across the parking lot, going to Publix, and I'm like, oh, damn, I forgot my mask. So I track back to the car, I get my mask, I put my mask on, I go through the doors of Publix, and it was like this alternate universe. Nobody was wearing a mask. Everybody stops and like looks at me because I'm wearing a mask. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, the hell with it, and rip my mask off.
Yes. Oh, man. Well, in the conversations, like, I'm noticing that people are so comfortable having now, like in a professional environment, like, hey, I've had my shot. I just want you to know, be comfortable. It's like, I don't need to know this. I don't want to know. Honestly.
Private information.
Yeah. It feels private to me. And Robert, listening in South Jersey, here we are talking about technology. He streams live via the iHeartRadio app. We'll be talking about more technology as it rocketed through the sky this morning with the SpaceX launch. It was so cool to watch over the Ravenel Bridge. We put the video up, by the way, at 943 WSC. It's also up on my Facebook fan page. What was your big fail Friday, Robert?
Fail Friday is I work with a liberal.
Uh-oh.
Who told me
don't
that
we
a
all?
Woman has the right to say, my body, my choice. I work with the same girl who tells me that I'm self-absorbed because I say, my body, my choice. I told her that you tell me that there's a reason to suspend the Constitution, that you can come up with a reason to suspend the Constitution.
Probably doesn't even know the Constitution. Probably doesn't even know the Constitution, Robert.
No, you're right. But she tells me that I have the right to tell you my body, my choice.
But not
but
you.
I don't have the right.
Yeah, did you tell? But wait, did you tell her to look up the word hypocrisy and to recite the definition aloud?
Because she's deaf and dumb, but she has a mouth.
Oh, well, I don't want to. We don't name call. Come on, Robert. But listen, we have seen this over, a year and a half now? What's good for thee, not for me?
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
It's all hypocrisy.
Totally ridiculous. All
and
right.
They, and do exactly. Do as I, you know, do as I say, not as
not
I
as
do.
As I do. Yeah.
And, the elite class.
Yeah, and they learned that from the best. Fancy Nancy Pelosi.
That was the Kelly Golden Show podcast. Catch her show live weekday morning 6 to 9 on 94.3 WSC.